A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 24th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the plight of vendors.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and also on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I've been in South Africa for 3 years, but I've been chased away there in South Africa, and I leave everything there, even clothes. I came here and I began a business of buying tomatoes from Bare, and they come here in the street. But now they are saying they are going to chase us here out of the street. Where can I go?
Since our economy is ailing, removing the symptoms or taking away by whatever force they came, the symptoms of this ailing economy will not solve the problem. It will only emanate it. What they really have to do right now is to come to terms with the ailing economy and try by all means possible to address the issues that are really affecting our country.
The industry layana ya ikona edzani la kozindoga lani liyawazi iko lapho sokusondela khona abantu of which industry seyavala. Abantu babesebenza khona ngabe thatha labo inzuzo yokuthi benikeze imoli zabo ezindlini. Amakhampani sebavala kusela msebenzi. Abantu sebephila ngokuthengisa on a daily basis.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the plight of vendors in Zimbabwe, estimated to be close to 5.6 million.
And today, hundreds of vendors marched in Harare despite police attempts to block them and petitioned Parliament over the government's plan to relocate them to designated vending sites.
Of course, the local government minister, Dr. Ignatius Chombo, has given the vendors until Friday, this coming Friday, to vacate to the so-called designated areas. But the vendors are saying they are not going to move. Therefore, a showdown is expected on Friday. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, it's time for it.
And I think Gibbs says zvatataura nhasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa matambudziko akatarisana nevanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu mumigwagwa. Nekuda kwekuti hupfumi hwenyika hauna kumira zvakanaka, vanhu vakawanda vakupota vachipinda mumigwagwa vachienda kundotengesa. Pari kufungidzirwa ipo neongororo yakaitwa neWorld Bank kuti vanhu vanosvika ivo 5.6 million ndo vari mumigwagwa vachitengesa zvinhu. Asi paita dambudziko rekuti vamwe vane zvitoro vari kuti aiwa isitiri kubhadhara mitero. Vanhu ava kutikanganisa mabhizimisi edu, vamwe vachiti nenyaya dzezveutano pakaitanga nyaya zvirwere zvinhu zvinogona kuita manyamamire nerongo. Asi vamwe nekune rimwe diyo vachiti aiwa vanhu ava vari kutsvaga chouviri nenyaya yekuti hurumende yakundikana kuvapa mabasa. Tinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vateereri kuti munoti kudii nenyaya yeGibbs.
Yevambe zuru kandaba lingalitshona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho sizwile ukuthi nonyaka nxa kusezindlini kungani kufunakala umlilo. Ye, kodwa loba kunjalo ke sizwile ukuthi namhlanje abanye bebetshengisela ezitaladini bekhala ngokuthi sokumele bekhitshwe ezitaladini lezo lapha abathengisela khona. Lapha ke sikhuluma ngalabo kuthiwa ama-vendors. So sifunauzwa ngani zulu kandaba ukuthi libona njani ukuthi abantu laba besuswe ezitaladini baye ngekhaya. Baye ngekhaya kambe bengenzani? Nasi nombolo, fone kanye, siya kufonele lapo kona kuna ngapo. Inombolo ke iti 1-202-619-2077. Yenza ipindu kweze iti kuna ngapo ke e Plumtree kuna ngapo. Kwa bulawa ima kweku empopoma, e Country Park. Kuzo buwea etu libatzimu, lani linki ya nakutia lula mchanje. Buwea lechino hoi pela, linga skotwa. Ye, nasi nombolo njalo. 1-202-619-2077. ngizokuthiwa sesila abantu laba mfowethu.
I think we have our first two guests. First we have the deputy mayor of Harare, Councillor Thomas Muzuva. Councillor Muzuva, good evening.
Evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
And from the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo, the country's second largest city, we have Mr. Tavang Nare, who is the coordinator of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Associations. Mr. Nare, good evening.
Good evening, Salibonani.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us. We'll start with you, the deputy mayor in Harare. Tell us, what is the situation like when it comes to vendors? Are people being evicted as planned, and what do you think about the protests today?
Yeah, you know, in Harare we have a problem where the central government is directing the vendors to be removed out of the streets. But as the local authority, I don't think we have enough place to shelter those vendors. So there is going to be a problem where 80% of vendors find nowhere to go. And they will not be removed from the street easily, because they will just let not it go.
But where are the designated areas that the government is talking about? Can you tell us the exact locations?
Yeah, the 10% of the designated areas is in the CBD, the markets within the CBD, but the rest is out of town. The Nimbare, in the Glanis Arena, in the old Impenye, Koko, in Rotten Raw. So it's 70% is out of town.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Let's come to Mr. Tabang Nare. Tell us about the situation in Bulawayo. What is going on, you know, there?
In Bulawayo, we've seen an increase in the number of vendors, as you would appreciate. You know, there's a church called Presbyterian Church. It's on Jason Moyo, I think Jason Moyo and Fifth Avenue. Suddenly, we've had an explosion in terms of numbers of vendors outside the pavement there. But in other areas, a Trade Gold building next to the post office, you know, on Leopold Takawira, more and more people are going into the street. Fourth Avenue, more and more people are going into the street. And a day ago, the mayor had a meeting at the large city hall where he met vendors from across the city, and he presented the position or the government directive. But I think in his presentation, he also highlighted that as a city council, they have a challenge in complying with that directive because the designation and the placement of people has not happened within the short period that they've been given.
And I think we are now being joined by the president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers. That is Mr. Denford Mutashu. Mr. Mutashu, good evening.
Good evening.
And we are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Mutashu, what is your take on this issue of vendors in the CBD?
I'm sure you will agree with me that this is an economic issue, which of course is caused one or two problems. But suffice to say, what we did as the biggest retail lobby group in the country was to initiate dialogue and engaging the vendors themselves through their various representatives, like the union. And we initiated this dialogue way back at the beginning of March. And this has actually resulted, if you check, for example, in Harare, there has been a lot of movement from the city council side, where they've engaged a private company called Imanya, which has swiftly been constructing vending stalls in designated areas that have been opened by the council and the government through the Ministry of Local Government. And today, we saw, of course, final target being made at some of the vending stalls. And despite, of course, the challenges, of course, the different challenges that we experienced, we are actually quite confident that the registration exercise that the council has embarked, especially in Harare, went on very well because a large number of vendors went to register so that they can actually go into a database, which is going to make it easier for them to be allocated new and designated vending stores.
Back to your own business as retailers, what impact is this vending has? Is it having any impact, positive or negative, on your business?
Well, I'll begin with the positive. The vendors are definitely have ensured that prices of goods and services are affordable to the majority of Zimbabweans because they've been offering stiff competition to establish the business. But of course, what we then noticed on the negative side is the fact that they were operating from undesignated points, and to an extent that some of them were actually parading their ways right in front of you know, established business like the former business, like the former retailers. So this actually posed quite a number of challenges because this is a retailer who is actually complying with all the other requirements like the payment of VAT, like which is the tax paid to Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, and your pay as you earn, and also other statutory obligations, including the licenses, and even paying employees required the revenue in order to remain, of course, in business. But what has happened is that the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, we have recognized the vendors as a new phenomenon because these are people that are trying to establish their own businesses. So we went to the council and we also engaged the government to ensure that they provided alternatives, you know, sanitized and designated a point where the vendors could sell their waste from. As we actually understand that they also have been living off the selling of these goods and services.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mtashu. Gibbs?
Yeah, maybe before we go to Councillor Muzua, let's talk to Ubabu Unari. Baba Nari is trying to sit to Lapa. Nga usu kakele kuna ngapoge kubulawayo. Banga susu abantu laba kuza hamba jani. Baya fakwa ngapi?
Yeah, msanga nini uwe kona lomea. Abantu abamela amavenda bachilo ukuthi sebelesikhathi becela kucouncil ukuthi benikwe indawo ezintsha lapha amavenda aza fakwa khona. Kulabantu abacabangela ukuthi amavenda efakwe mbeni egangeni leli nxa usiye emakhosi. Abantu abathengisayo bayatsho ukuthi kuyabe sokukhathana le dolobho. Akusoze kube labantu abazabahambela sebesuka phakathi kwedolobho besiya lapho besiyathenga khona. Nanzelele ukuthi abantu abaningi sebebuya phakathi kwedolobho ngenxa yokuthi okuningi okusekusenzakala okwe-economy sokusenzakala emadolobheni. Ngakho-ke abantu babemelele ukuthi abantu nxa sebetshayisa ku-hype laphana phambi kwe-Blue Center bebamelele bethengise egodini e-Lutheran House. Nxa usuphumusile egodini babemamelele khona pha ku-6th Avenue Extension babemamelele. So ngakho-ke kulobunzima bokuthi iy'ndawo zizatholakala ngaphi lapho ukuthi kube labantu abaningi abangathenga abakuthengayo.
Sawuza kakhulu-ke Baba Nari, ungakhambi ungayikhatshana. So what Mr. Nari is saying is that the council is trying to move these vendors to the peripheries of the CBD. So he says the problem is that there's no business there. So the council is just debating whether to do that while people are complaining, saying, no, if we go there, there's no business. The business is in the CBD.
Todzoka kwa muri, vamuzua, vamuzua, ndiani chaye arikuti vanavabe, ikanzurere, I joint operation command area ene mauto ndiva chombo here zviri kufamba sei muHarare?
Chinoitika muguta reHarare ndechekuti basa rinofarwa kunge richiitwa nekanzuro yeHarare. Nekuti munzvimbo yega inenge iine local authority, local authority ndo ine basa rekurongera vanhu pekusevenzera nepekushandira muguta rainenge ichitungamira. Asi tine dambudziko rekuti mutemo wedu wemuZimbabwe wakasiyana nemitemo iri kune dzimwe nyika kunana South Africa. Kuti local authorities, ma municipal police wedu anofanira kunge aine ma-arresting powers. Zvino mapurisa edu ekanzuru muZimbabwe munomu haana kupuwa ma-arresting powers, uye hakuna ma-municipal courts ekuti munhu anenge aofenda mabailo anotongerwa ikoko. So zvaakutoita kuti tiite kubatana nehurumende ekuti ndo vane mapurisa ezrp vanozotibatsira kubvisa vanhu ivavo kana tichinge tichida kubvisa vanhu. Asi zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti sekanzuro hatizoite masimba manje ekucontrola zrp, vanogona kushandisa maximum force zvatisina kunge tichiwirirana zvoisekaso. Nekuti tichinge tichida kushandisa minimum force yekuti munhu angocomplya nemabailo ekanzuro. But nekuda kwokuti hatina ma-arresting powers uye hatina ma-municipal courts sezvataichemera pabumbiro idzva remutemo zvisina kuzoitwa, zvaakuti manikidza manje kuti tichiitirwa nehurumende, vanouya vanhu vanenge vachishandisa maximum force kuvanhu vasina zvombo, zvozotikonzeresa manje kuti kanzuro ndo inenge yakublema.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Asiwo chimwe chinhu chinofanirwa kuitika ndechekuti hurumende kana ichiisa polisi inofanirwa kubheka nefinance nebudget kuti raiti zvamapa deadline, pane mari here yamapa kanzuro kuti panzvimbo dzekutengeserwa dzigadzire. Nekuti mukatarisa sekanzuro yeHarare ine mwedzi mishanu isina kutambirisa vashandi vayo. Kana yakunzi zveigadzire nzvimbo dzine chinguva chipfupipfupi, zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti vaakuda kuvhoreka kubhadhara vashandi vaya, totora mari dziya tomhanyamhanya zvekunogadzira nzvimbo dzekutengesera mavhenda. Dai gavhumendi ichiti kaisa polisi yobveka nefinance kana nebudget.
Aiwa, tinotenda, rambai zvenyu muri parunare vamuzuva. Of course, I'd asked the deputy mayor, you know, who is responsible for this operation, and he's saying ordinarily it must be the work of the council, but unfortunately in Zimbabwe the constitution does not empower the council police to enforce some laws. Therefore they have to work hand in glove with the Zimbabwe Republic Police. But his concern is that at times the police end up using maximum force, and but still at the end of the day council is blamed. So he's saying that because of that constitutional technicality, their hands are tied. And he's also saying that if the government want to embark on such programs, it must also ensure that it assists the council with funds to build, you know, those facilities for the vendors. Because councils, I think, throughout the country are struggling to pay their workers, and now it means they are digging into their limited coffers to build those stores. Gibbs.
Yeah, which would be my last super civil level blessing. I don't allow money by a Kangan, Kayasan Wakataza Kul.
Ilizalinama.
Ilizalama. You can put my time for a stranger of food. Yeah, what was the level of time? Yes, we see jumping a coli. A lapis lomnums and a Patrick Spanda, who said to wine, Baba Spanda, Wanchonajan.
Ngiyachona baba.
Yey, itini impilo yakho?
Ichona njani apho eAmerica?
No, sjonile mnumzana. Yey, ungathini ngoba balona?
Ayi lo ludaba nje mbona nxa ulukhangela vele indlela leyana abathi kuqhaphaza abantu. Umuntu kanye lakibo ama-government nxa kuthi kule demand yento kumele bayenze. Bayaphumela egcekeni bathi lizwe kalilamali. Labo abantu abahlele emadorobheni belemuli belayonokinto and bethengisa ezitaradeni leyo mali beyidimanda bona ama-city council ingena kube ezindlini beyidimanda bona ama-minister ochombo bakuthatha njani empilweni zabantu bona bekhanya kibo kubahambela kuhle ngoba ibabaphezulu nje okuyawuzwe izizalana zasezimbabwe lobo obhalayo khona phethi ngapha ezimbabwe thina sisekuhawuleni kudla bona labo abaphezulu batsho bona ochombo bona labo babesebefake i-enforcement yokuthi abantu babaxotshwe njengezinja akuna solution okungathiwa kule order manje eZimbabwe lapho akuvela kumele angabuye le-order umuntu wonke nje kumele bamyekele azidatarikele ukuthi akutholayo ngokuyasiza imuli yakhe ngoba i-government akalancedo kuye yibo bona labo-chobo kabalancedo ebantwini as far as la masotha ngaze ngabona elalo ukhangelo lokuthi hhayi bona bangeke baparticipate kuleyi i-problem yabantu lokuthi bayohlukuluza abantu bona bebabona ukuthi vele bastrugula.
Ye, ngicela 10 seconds uqede khonapho baba mdaweni. 10 seconds.
Mina ngithi labo abantu ngabaye phambili sibili ngokuthi bangabasusi vele indlela abakiyo isesimeni esibi. Bazamela abantwana bayathela kuma-city councilor ezitridini lapho babathathela amadola ngelanga bethengisa bafika baqonde ngapha.
Awuboni ke mdawini, 10 seconds sezijayile. So ikuthi isikhathi sethu mani nizathi sike sikufonele sisodwa lapha sike sixoxe lawo imbono yakho seyithatha. Hawu kunjalo ke mdawini, mbokile kakhulu ye
kakhulu Duke.
Yeah, kulungile mdawini, thank you,
sibongile.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Spanda, these vendors must stay put. They have nowhere to go, you know. If ever they are removed from the streets, they're going to suffer. He says the government doesn't care about them at all. So it should be free for all. People should do what they want. Yeah.
We have several messages on the WhatsApp. Let me read some of them.
Yeah.
Isaac anoti inipa changu ndinoti vanhu vangavaregedzwe vachitengesa nekuti kuedza varikuedza kurarabisa muri dzavo. Uye vemuZimbabwe zvinhu zvemuZimbabwe zvakaoma nekudaro vanotengesa kune dzimwe nyika toitwa sei? Ah, zvakaoma shua. Makadi zvenyu ku Studio 7. Title says that is justified 100%. In every business sector, there are a lot of challenges, especially on location. The movement of vendors from their places where they have long been trading is not acceptable. Transport costs due to route changes will be a major challenge to most vendors, as they are earning less, some of their earnings are well below the poverty datum line. Robson says ZANU-PF should create the jobs that they promised people during the 2013 election campaign. If they are to relocate vendors to other sites, it won't be there won't be enough spaces for them. Ronald Donald says anoti ndi Donald vatengesi havana kuresva nekuti hurumende haina kupa vanhu vayo mabasa apo vonetsa vanhu vanozvishandira havo. Jabulani anoti vaita zvakanaka chaizvo nekuti hapana pavangaende, asi hurumende kana ichida kuti vabve inofanira kuvapa mabasa kana kuvapa nzvimbo yekutengesera. Ruzvidzo says the match was overdue because the government is not taking the plight of the vendor seriously. Lucia says there is no need for them to complain since they've been allocated designated zones. They must insist on a non-partisan allocation. Everyone must have equal opportunities irregardless of his or her religious or political affiliation. Gibbs.
I think my phone is misbehaving here. I wanted to scroll and read some of the messages, but it's tight. So let's just talk to our gentleman here, our guest. I'll start with you, Mr. Mutashu, then Mr. Mazuba, and lastly, Mr. Nari. We'll give you a minute each to react to this question. So at the end of the day, what is the way forward here, Mr. Mutashu?
The way forward is that the vendors must move to the allocated and designated vending stores and comply with the cabinet directives, because this actually will create sanity. I don't think if anyone walks in the street of Harare is going to be pleased by the current situation. And for the few vendors that have actually been trying to cause some problems today in the CBD, you know, demonstrating and also trying to cause some disharmony, I think this issue must not be politicized. And even no political party must take advantage of the plight of the vendors. What we want is to get to the solutions, and it is a step forward. If the council actually allocating those tools,
5,000 at some point, and of course 5,000 at another designated point. I think this is actually a progress that we need to follow through and ensure that the council and the together with the government provide more vending stores. Vending in itself is not sustainable, and for the vendors to tie this with the job creation that was promised by a political party, I don't think that is the way to go.
Thank you. What we want
going forward is actually ensure that there is industrialization that is going to create more jobs for the people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mzua.
Yeah, I think the way forward is one, to first remove the space barons, because they are the so-called space barons who take advantage of political parties. They get a space, they make people to rent from them. So a vendor should just go to the street and maybe pay to local authorities, not to the space barons. Number two is the issue of health versus economic crisis. It's a disaster. So people should not be allowed to sell cooked foods and the dangerous items like the cigarettes in the streets. But if they sell clothes and other dried foods, otherwise, and the government then gives the extension of the deadline so that people will prepare enough places for the vending sites.
Thank you so much. Mr. Nare?
I think the solution, the two parts to it. The first part is the council working together with government, as the deputy mayor has mentioned, should provide the spaces, designated spaces, so that vendors can go. I think vendors want to steal from places where they can make a living, but at the same time they want to keep those places clean, but those places have not been shown to them. So the vendors would move to the sites if those sites are provided. So if we can expedite the designation of sites, prepare them so that vendors can move. But if vendors are told to move, but they have not been shown where exactly they must move to, I think there will be a problem there. The second part of the question is the industrialization that was being referred to. I think there was a meeting at Institute of Chartered Accountants where the professionals there were saying, let's work together. Government must involve everyone so that we come up with solutions on how we can get this investment back into the country again.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nare. So we're going to release you because you've got some prior commitments, we are told, right?
Thank you so much.
And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the plight of Zimbabwe's estimated 5.6 million vendors. Of course, the vendors, particularly in Harare, were protesting today. They are not happy that the government wants them to move out of the CBD by Friday. They want more time, and they also want the government to set up those places where they can be moved to. Gibbs.
I think I've got my phone is in order right now, right? So we've got a message on Facebook from Elvis Ngwenya, who writes, vendors are very dangerous to society because they sell a lot of marijuana. That's his opinion, right? Then we've got Zondai Chari, who says, job creation first before anything else happens. So he's demanding there. You still remember that ZANU-PF actually promised about 2 million jobs.
2 million jobs, yes.
So, you know, in the run-up to the 2013 elections. So people are saying it must happen now.
Of course, Councillor Mzua and Mr. Mtashu, please do stay on the line. We are taking just a short break and we'll be back. But for our radio listeners, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned, Zimbabwe.